Website woes from Washington. Spying puts the U.S. in the frying pan. And the Red Sox, just a game away from winning the World Series, unless St. Louis can stop the bleeding on Wednesday. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Remember, this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. You can jump in whenever you want to at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. It's the website that has become the nightmare of the Obama administration. So we all know by now that gobs of money was spent on creating healthcare.gov, and we know that people had problems signing up, particularly in the first couple of weeks. The rollout started on October 1st. So the White House had to extend the deadline for the signups. Because remember, this really is involuntary. We're being told you're going to be taxed. If you do not get insurance, you don't have insurance, the IRS is going to fine you. And the fine's going to keep going up every single year. It might be smaller this year, but it gets bigger next year and the year after that. So we're forcing you to get health care. You had to have it by January 1st, but because of the debacle of pulling this whole thing together, the deadline was pushed to March 31st. So now the White House is scrambling like a gaggle of blue crab claws who don't want to go in the pot, right? So we're taking cover. We're back in Kathleen Sebelius. She's the Secretary of Health and Human Services. She's our cabinet member. She didn't screw this up. It happened because of a few other things. We didn't know it was happening. We didn't think there was problems with the rollout. We didn't know that there was problems with the testing. So it's all about what we didn't know. That's mostly what we're getting out of D.C. We didn't know. In the end, as all of this is getting taken care of, and there are daily briefings on what's happening with healthcare.gov, we have it under control, we put someone in charge, the best technical minds in the country are working on this, we're paying more money, so it's going to cost more money, but this is going to be so smooth. You're going to be able to have a drop-down menu, and you're going to be able to look and compare plans and all that great stuff. And then over the weekend, it crashed again. It crashed on Sunday. This time, it was an operational error through the people connected to the website, ultimately leading to Verizon. And they still say at the White House, it's all good. It's going to work out. It'll be smooth sailing. The funny thing was, the White House was saying the site is up and running. You betcha. It's going. Everything's good when it was down. So now a lot of people just for fun are checking on healthcare.gov. They're probably getting a lot of glances because everybody wants to see what's the deal when you try to log in and you get kicked out and you can't really look and discover all that it has to offer. Needless to say, I'm on the war path and of the mind that Kathleen Sebelius needs to go. For once, somebody has to be accountable in Washington. She can't be a cabinet member and say, oh, well, the president know that there was problems with the website. He didn't know about the testing, yada, yada. And I didn't know. Who knows? We go back to the same thing of who knows? It's like the NSA. As I said, we're in the frying pan now because Germany is furious. France is furious. Brazil is furious. 19 countries are signing on for this resolution to enshrine an international right to privacy via the United Nations. That there needs to be a new code of conduct between spy agencies over there, and over here. the United States is saying, or the current administration at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is saying, listen, the NSA is doing what we have to do. We have to defend the country. So they're deflecting the criticism. But you have the Senate Intelligence Committee Chair, Dianne Feinstein, who's saying she's opposed, totally opposed to spying on U.S. allies. And she's saying we need a review of intelligence gatherings. Oh, I bet they went wild when they heard what Feinstein, an ally of the president's, had to say about that. All of this from the NSA contractor Ed Snowden, who has asylum in Russia. And supposedly there's even more. Tens of millions of French and Spanish citizens and Germans were monitored. The NSA tapped the German chancellor's cell phone, Angela Merkel's cell phone. She was crazed over that. She grew up in East Germany. Her family escaped spying. She went nuts when she heard about it. So the White House is in the middle of it, and they keep saying they weren't aware of it. Oh, the president's never aware. The president didn't know that the NSA was doing what they were doing. He didn't know that. He didn't know about the healthcare.gov website. And it really makes you wonder who's briefing him on what. If he honestly didn't know any of this, how are you the leader of the free world and you don't know about the NSA program, how deep it goes, and what specifically was done? This is serious stuff. I mean, it's time to get real here. The president not knowing, unaware that the NSA was targeting Angela Merkel's cell phone before they did an audit in the summertime. How can the executive branch be so unaware? Is it a hear no evil, see no evil kind of thing or what? And cooperating with the Europeans, trying to convince them that surveillance and our surveillance programs are okay, you think that's going to work? Oh, I don't think so. This is just the tip of the iceberg, too, with the NSA stuff, and really, probably with the website as well. So, I think it's probably time for the president to take another break. Maybe Hawaii is in the near future, because, what, we have a couple of weeks until Thanksgiving. So what do you think? Cut a deal and convince the Europeans it's okay? We really didn't mean it. We didn't mean to upset you and tap every phone. And trust me, ask the Americans. It's just metadata that we're collecting. It's in a big storehouse, and we'll get rid of it anyway, so don't sweat it. You might have seen Gravity over the weekend. Did you catch a movie? Gravity is still on the minds of a lot of people. I think it's because we're fascinated by space. In our weekly re-rack, a conversation with Rod Pyle, a documentary producer, and someone who really has the pulse of NASA. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Everybody knows by now what a big, giant space geek I am, and it's always fun to have Rod Pyle come on America Tonight, and you all know his history. I mean, he's written a bunch of books. He's done a ton of documentaries, rather, for the History Channel, of course, and Discovery, Modern Marvels, Apollo 11. People really know that one, certainly, but plenty of others as well. I mean, he's such a space expert, and we love having him on. And it's interesting because over the weekend, everybody, at least in my little posse, was talking about gravity. And lo and behold, gravity is making some serious noise at the box office. I mean, just creaming everything that it comes up against. We're talking about Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. I know they're heavyweight actors, but just two people in the movie so far. And I think it's even a little more than this. It's over $170 million that it's gross. So I also think that people are fascinated by space. Rod, thanks for coming back on the show. What do you think? Do you think people are still fascinated by space and it's not just the Sandra Bullock, George Clooney thing?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. Thanks for having me on, by the way. I've been reading a lot about this in the popular press and then on, you know, some of the more specialized stuff that I track. And I'm getting the impression that it makes sense, but I think it's less a matter of people still being in space and more a lot of people, especially younger people, saying, I had no idea. You know, if you survey people under 30, you'd be amazed how many of them don't, you know, they kind of know this, the space station thing or something, but they don't realize how big it is, what happens up there and how difficult it is. And if you talk to somebody about walking in space, they don't realize how challenging it is. So you see this movie, and you see it's amazingly frustrating and difficult. And it took NASA 20 years to get that right. So I think it's besides the fact this is a really fun movie to go see, I really like the fact that it's getting people sort of amped up about it again and thinking, well, maybe this is important after all.
Yeah, it fun movie, but how accurate do you think some of it was?
Well, you know, I mean, they clearly... You know, kudos to these guys for making the movie at all. Kudos to them for making a movie where Sandra Bullock, and this, I don't think it's a spoiler, spends well more than half of it talking to herself, pretty much, because she's, you know, out there alone. Kudos all around. Kudos making a movie that still had the space shuttle in it, for God's sake. It didn't even fly anymore, but they decided, well, better to be historical than fantastic about the future. So they worked very carefully to get things right. The zero-G stuff, was excellent. They didn't use that zero-G plane that they used in Apollo 13 that actually makes you weightless for short periods of time. They did all that with green screen and wire rigs and the special rig that Sandra Bullock was strapped to, so that worked really well. All the way down to little tiny details, like in the space station, there's a moment where there's a short circuit and a fire starts on an electrical panel. And I had just done, like a week before I saw this movie, 2 weeks before, I'd done this story on these kids at UC San Diego who were doing this experiment to see what happens with flames in zero-G. So I've been looking at all this footage of flames in zero-G. Then I go see Gravity, and by gosh, they got it just right. You know, so a lot of really good stuff. But there's a couple of kind of bonkers moments where if you're there with a kid who passed sixth grade science, they're going to go, no, that doesn't work and that doesn't work. So, yeah, there's a couple of red flag moments. The rest of it's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. I saw it. I said the same thing. A few little oops, but some good things. And that's interesting, the timing of you being at UC San Diego and the flames and the zero G. How psyched were the kids in doing those experiments? Were they
No, they were nuts. I mean, they had entered this competition. NASA hosted this competition to do, I think it's called Zero-G University or something, where you enter your idea for a microgravity experiment, and they give you time on the Vomit Comet, which is their name for that little plane that does the parabolic arcs. And ultimately, you know, there may be a pathway to getting something flown to the space station if the experiment's good enough. These guys have worked very hard, and, you know, it's a fairly broad field of competition. So there's a lot of other people competing for the few spots ahead. And they won, so they all got to go fly on the KC-135 parabolic weightless plane. And they were just having a blast. Unfortunately, my editor, who I work for at Space.com, ended up being the one going on the weightless flights, not me. So I wrote the article. Oh. He got to do the fun part.
Oh, lucky for him. Of all the things that, because, you know, you have friends at NASA and you've got to do some really interesting things, some of it we've seen. What was your favorite moment? What's the coolest thing that you got to do?
Okay, hold on a second. I've got to let my inner geek out here. Okay. In 1984, I wrote to the people that were just starting up Space Camp, and I said, I want to go. And they said, I'm sorry, it's only for children. And I said, I don't care. And they said, we'll get back to you. So 6 months later, they got back to me and said, we're having our first group of journalists. Come on down. So I paid my money, and I got my powder blue jumpsuit with the NASA patch on it, and I went there. And, I mean, they hadn't worked it out for adults at all, so we literally were sleeping in bunk beds and eating chili mac. So it was really still for the kids. But because this is fairly early on in Space Camp, they were using old Gemini simulators and, you know, these three-axis spinning things and all this other stuff. They had chairs on air bearings, so you're in this harness, and you're, you know, working your way around a mock-up of the shuttle payload bay. And if you miss a handhold, you're frictionless, so you just go drifting off into the ether. So it was great fun, and I have to say I bought into the fantasy 100%. It was a blast.
Cool. I love that.
Yeah.
What do you think is next for NASA? Because after the space shuttle, you know, we were constantly talking about the shuttle and what was happening, and now not a lot of conversation about NASA.
Well, the conversation is happening in quieter terms between people that are extremely passionate about it, but kind of keeping it down to a low, dull roar because, honestly, the popular media isn't nearly as concerned about it as they've been in the past because it's been so quiet. The problem we've got right now is we're between the shuttle and what's next, as you said. We still got the space station. We have to buy seats from the Russians at about $60 million a copy. Interestingly, they got more expensive the second the shuttle stopped flying to get our people up there and back. And so there's been a lot of discussion about what next. So we had this kind of vague dictum out of NASA saying, well, we're going to put money in the private sector, which they've been doing, but not as much as they said they would. And we're going to develop this space launch system, which is this big new super booster. And so far, they seem to actually be sending some money that way, which is not like what happened with the Constellation program, if you remember that. But it's all kind of ill-defined. We might go to an asteroid. We might go to a Martian moon. We might not go anywhere. We're not really sure. So I'm not going anywhere is not an option. But I think the prevailing consensus in the space community outside of NASA and the people inside NASA that are willing to talk about it is, look, let's let the private sector, like SpaceX, they're doing amazing things, they're going really fast. Granted, they're building on NASA's experience during the space race, but they're doing great things. let them handle this stuff in low Earth orbit, going to the space station, coming back, maybe running the space station, and give NASA what it needs to go do great things beyond Earth orbit. And I think that's the prevailing consensus amongst us in the community. What we have to do is convince more than one presidential administration of it so they don't have to change course every 48 years and not have funding. You know, the Constellation program went well beyond where it should have, given the lack of funding they had. Bush made promises about it, and I'm sure fully intended to support it, but Congress never appropriated the money, so they were running on empty by the time they were canceled, and hopefully that won't happen this time.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I'm with you. I'm with you on that one, absolutely. I think, you know, you mentioned this hitching the rides, the expensive rides with the Russians. You know, did they really think that out? Did they think that, well, okay, we're going to hitch these rides, we're going to have to pay for them, but in the end it'll be cheaper until we decide where we're headed? It just seems like that's a blunder to me.
Well, you know, it's a blunder from the sort of national pride standpoint, but it actually is saving a ton of money, because when you amortize the cost of the shuttle over all the flights, there's a lot of ways to look at the cost, but it was at least a couple hundred million dollars, probably well more. If you amortize the cost of all the shuttle flights over the program with the development cost, it was $1.5 billion per flight, $1 billion with a B. So if we can get three guys up to the space station for, what, $180 million, that's a real bargain. But it does rankle that we're not doing it. And now we've got, it's going to be very interesting in the next 10 years. I mean, the Chinese are moving very quickly. A couple of years ago, they were right around we were in 1965. Now they've got little space station ups. They're right around we were in 1973. They're moving very quickly. And it's going to be very interesting to see if somebody in the American political system says, I feel a little uncomfortable about this, not necessarily from a national security standpoint, although that's a concern too, but just from having a little bit of pride about what we've done and not fiddling around so much about trying to go back. We already went to the moon, but we can't get back there for lack of trying, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that that might be a little bit of a prod, because otherwise, sometime around 2022, they're going to be wandering around our old Apollo landing site, you know, picking up the flag and dusting it off and putting it in front of their camera. And people in Congress will be looking at each other saying, how could you let this happen? Well, we all let it happen. You know?
Yeah, I agree with you. The race to space was the big one, but now it's the second lap that we've got to be able to get in front of for sure. Rob, you can check out yourself at space.com, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I love it. Rob Pyle, thank you so much.
My pleasure, thanks.
Bye-bye.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Besides throwing out our digits as a way to jump in and share your opinions at 855-266-KATE or 855-266-5283, I always pump the website, americatonight.net. If you go to americatonight.com, I think it's like a nightclub or something else, but americatonight.net, you click on contact and you're in just like that. And a lot of people hit us up on our mail. So, without further ado, let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. I never get tired of hearing that. Joe in Illinois says, boo-hoo, I am so sick of hearing about the healthcare.gov website, Kate. I got to tell you, I think all of us are a bunch of jackals. I mean, all of us. I don't care what political party you come from. We are all being taken for a big fat ride. And it doesn't matter what party we're talking about. This healthcare nonsense is ridiculous on the heels of a government shutdown, and who knows what's next. Let's hope for better things in 2014. Yeah, hope is the key word, Joe. Do you think we have hope for better things? You know, I'm a glasses half full person. I can't help myself. I got to keep steering myself in that direction. As easy as it is, and as often when I'm on the air, I can be very cynical. I like to think that we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and that being an American means something, that we're a young country, and so much blood was spilled for us to get to this point where we could have the freedoms that we have. But we have to be diligent about it. You know, every once in a while, you might want to read that thing called the Constitution and just look up what some of your rights are and remember that and look at the interpretations of the law sometimes and what the ultimate court has handed down in the past couple of years. There's been some controversial decisions that have really changed the fates and fortunes of a few people. And just remember that you got to keep pounding the pavement. You got to be involved, because the more involved we are, the more things will change. I really believe that. It'd be very easy to be so cynical, you say, well, who cares? Nothing's going to change anyway. And that's when it doesn't change, frankly. This one from Ronnie G, listening to us in Florida. Hey, America, tonight. Been listening to the show since we started getting you here about 6 months ago. I'll tell you, seeing what's happening with this whole NSA thing is really crazy. I mean, every day another shoe drops. For goodness sake, are we going to have any allies left in the end? I have to tell you, I am a lifelong Democrat, but they make it hard to want to elect them, or for that matter, anybody else. I mean, hey, I'd vote for a Republican if I thought they were good and they could do some decent things for the country and they were honest. But do we really have those choices anymore? Well, see, that goes back to the same thing. Are you getting the best people to run? Do we have good people in Washington? I think we have some good people in Washington. The problem is they're caught in the machine. You're one person, one voice, or maybe there's a handful, and you got to be on the committees, and you got to ask the questions, and ultimately there is a good old boy network that runs really deep at Foggy Bottom. And, I mean, same for some of the women in power there. And we just don't, we can't break that. We can't break it until we start having accountability. For goodness sake, other people are accountable. You know, as much as people can trash corporations for some of the things corporations do, in a corporation, it's pretty clear it's about business. It's not personal. It's about business. If you are a publicly traded company, because we live and thrive on capitalism, you keep your job and you do well if you have profits, if you can look the shareholders in the eye and tell them what's going on with the company. We need politicians that have to have accountability tied to their raises, because their raises come on committees. They get more money for this committee or to head up that committee or whatever it might be. And when the government shuts down, they have to lose pay, but not get the pay back, because it's their job to come up with the goods. When they have super committees and secret meetings and then open meetings and whatever it is to discuss lifting the debt ceiling or talking about the budgets, you know, at some point we have to just stop the insanity. Is it that difficult? Now, who's going to vote on that? The legislative branch. Are they going to vote for that? There'll be enough people that wouldn't vote for it. There'll be some that say, yeah, I agree, but there won't be enough. There has to be more of a demand for that. There has to be a demand for accountability. That's what it is. Because here's what happens, and you can go back and read history clippings of elections, all that stuff. I mean, you can go way back in our history, and you always find people sniping and griping about the other side, but it's the accountability factor that'll change it. It's not wiping all the players out, because that's what everybody says. Oh, well, we need to get rid of everybody in Washington, replace them. Rid of everybody in Washington, replace them. But when we say that, then we're stuck saying the same thing 3 years later, 5 years later, whatever it is. There has to be accountability. Let's have some accountability. How about that? And instead of all these denials and I didn't know, the executive branch, apparently they never inform the president on anything. They don't tell him about the NSA spying on 60 million phone calls in Mexico or Germany or wherever. They don't tell him anything about what the NSA is doing. They don't know about Fast and Furious at the Justice Department. Does anybody know anything? At the IRS, they knew nothing. about the tax exemption and what was happening there with the Patriot Party people who were Tea Party, really, mostly, who were applying for tax-exempt status. Nobody knows anything. That's a convenient defense, isn't it? Too bad it doesn't work for the rest of us. It never has worked for me. I bet most of you listening to me, it's never worked for you either. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Finicky Finn. Oh, I love that nickname. Finicky Finn says, oh, boy, we need to take a break from politics. I got to tell you, Ms. Delaney, it's a breath of fresh air when you talk about movies and you talk about some of the other things. Like, I like it when you mix in sports conversation. And I'm not an ostrich by any stretch of the imagination. When you say water cooler buzz, yeah, we're all kvetching and bitching and whining about what's happening in Washington where I work, too. No question about it. But we need that break from all of the white noise. And thank you for providing it. Yeah, it's funny. Some people like when we do sports and some people are like, eh. You know, let's keep bagging on what's happening in D.C. So I always say we're lightening the load. And speaking of that, coming up in our next segment, a re-rack of what happened in the NFL this past week. Some real surprises. The Dallas Cowboys had the game in the bag, and then Detroit came back in the end and won, snatched the victory away from the Cowboys. I bet that was a long plane ride home from Motown. Let's get in another one. This one from Vincent. Vincent listening to us in Texas. I like the fact that some of you should call. We get a lot of new people writing to us, too, with in the mailbag segment. Some of these people should call. Joe, Vincent, all of you. So Vincent, anyway, says, Kate, I heard you talking about television shows and how shows were rated. Maybe it was a couple of weeks ago, and talking about Duck Dynasty. I have a funny kind of question, or maybe it's not funny, but how many people do you think dress up as one of the characters on Duck Dynasty this year for Halloween, which is just a couple of days away? Oh, you probably see, probably this past weekend, there were a lot of people that went to Halloween parties and dressed up as the Duck Dynasty characters, those guys. But they have children's costumes, too, with the beards. And I would say it would probably be one of the best sellers. That and zombies. Because, you know, you had World War Z and kids are into zombies. Zombies are very big right now. Probably see some zombies if people are creative. Definitely you see the Duck Dynasty characters. You always seem to see the Jersey Shore people. And whatever the popular television shows are or movies that have come out, Star Trek, is always a good one, but I don't think it's the most popular. Probably Duck Dynasty is the most popular one, I would say. And it's easy, too. I mean, you get the camo and get a beard, and you could probably, you know, if 60 million people watched when it first kicked back on for the season, I would say that there are definitely people that are heavy into it. And then the other, there's just so many. You know, I was noticing this the other day. How many TV shows have just, they're just one word? Betrayal. Revenge. Scandal. I mean, what do you think they're about? Nighttime soap operas is what they're about. I don't think you have many people dressing up as those characters. However, it's the clever costumes. Like people who go as a slice of pizza, or people who go as ham and eggs, somebody's ham, somebody's eggs, that kind of stuff, when they're creative and you think outside the box. I think those are the cool costumes, but usually you're not getting those in the costume stores. All right, little NFL, we're mixing it in next here on America Tonight.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Three receivers stacked on the left, first and goal. Blitz up the middle, slant to the goal line to Terrence Williams. Touchdown, Cowboys! Touchdown, Terrence Williams!
Third and 10, Lennon, fumble the football, picked up!
Formation, Rams going from left to right, and a fake by Sam Bradford, deep drop, his throw gets hit, it's a flutter ball, intercepted, picked off at the 45-yard line, coming near side 40, Munderland to the 30, to the 25, still running, gets a block, end zone in focus, touchdown!
Rodgers under center, Brown's in a run blitz, Rodgers back to throw, has time, throws it over the right side, he's got Boykin at the 5, reaching goal line, touchdown! And Jared Boykin has delivered the dagger!
Kaepernick to the pistol, four behind the turn, and it's a read option. Kaepernick keeps the ball running left, driving 15, 10, 4 side 5, Kaepernick is home! Touchdown 49ers!
Harris, ready to snap it back. He does. Here comes Nugent's kick. It's on its way. It's
going to be
it is!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Cincinnati win!
All right!
On the final play of regulation!
Yeah, man.
Third down and 11. They throw a screen to Sherman. He's got one block now, two cuts left, five touchdowns! Anthony Sherman, it's his first National Football League touchdown! And the Sherman tank rolls into the end zone.
Long count by Clemens. Takes the ball. Here comes the blitz. Over the top to throw. The ball is incomplete. The Seahawks are going to win this game. No flag is down. No flag is down. The game is over. The Seahawks defense has given up a 96-yard drive, and the Rams come.
like that.
The Lions will have to clock the ball. Stafford gets the offensive position. He dives in for the touchdown. Did he get it? Yes, sir, he did. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Matthew took it across, and the Lions have taken the lead with 12 seconds to go.
Wow, that must have been one of the biggest surprise finishes, I think, of all of the games over the weekend, the fact that the Dallas Cowboys lost 31-30 at the hands of the Lions. What an incredible drive at the tail end of that game. And Detroit certainly could have outright won the game. There were people predicting that. In fact, Brandon Lang told us he would take the over all day long, and it was going to be Detroit in the end, and he was right about that. I don't know if he thought it was going to be that close. But Matt Stafford, man, he knew exactly what to do. 1 yard lunge over the pile of bodies with 12 seconds left. And that lifted the Lions to that win over the Cowboys. And, you know, they just didn't think. I guess they thought the defense would hold the Lions, and that didn't happen. They were able to get close enough and then get in there. So, you know, they just took off, and that was it. Matt, I know that you were watching. Obviously, you play fantasy football. You were watching a lot of the highlights, and that probably was the biggest heartbreak game. I mean, there were some other games that were tight and that finished wild in the end, and then there were some giant blowouts like Cincinnati, almost 50 points, and the Jets, 9 points. That's craziness. And then, of course, Tampa just, you know, Tampa is so bad that even when they're not playing, people are calling for them to fire the coach, Greg Schiano, but they got skewered by Carolina 31-13. But I think of all the games, that finish was perhaps the wildest finish. What do you think?
Yeah, that finish and then tonight's game, the Rams and... Well, I just watched it. Now I can't even think of who it was. Now, who is it? Seattle. That's who it was.
Seattle.
Seattle,
yeah.
Who seems to always have problems on the road, and they came away with another win. But that game, the end of that was pretty incredible because you had Kellen Clemens, the backup quarterback, driving down the field. They're on the goal line. They couldn't get in the end zone, whereas the reverse, you have the Lions doing the exact same thing, but Matt Stafford goes for that kind of, I don't know, it's just unorthodox play where he's going to clock the ball and realizes everyone's standing around, so he just jumps and leaps with the ball over the goal line.
Yeah.
But I think those two games, and then Cleveland and Kansas City was surprisingly close, too.
Oh.
So that was all right. But, I mean, as far as bottom barrel teams go, Jacksonville, Minnesota, and Tampa Bay are all going to be fighting for that first-round draft pick. And by fighting, I mean see who can lose the most.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, we already see it set up that way, that they're completely out of it already. And, you know, you mentioned that Kansas City Chiefs game. The Chiefs are 8-0 because they did at least come away with it. And it didn't look that good. It looked like, wow, the Brownies are really challenging them. 23-17 was the final. But it was it's amazing to see Andy Reid, who was just beleaguered in Philly in the end, comes to the Chiefs. He's got a team, and he's able to work with them, and it's amazing what he's been able to do with them because they've had a couple of tough contests, and they've pulled away with them. They've had a few what I would call layups, but they've had some tough games as well, and they win them.
Yeah, and, I mean, you see that in the NFL sometimes where you have a coach who's just been there too long.
Yeah.
And you need to change the scenery, and that's worked out great for Kansas City. You saw Tony Dungy, who was in Tampa, kept on getting to the NFC Championship game, couldn't get to the Super Bowl. They changed to John Gruden. They get a Super Bowl victory. He goes to Indianapolis, gets a Super Bowl victory. So it's kind of a little coaching carousel where sometimes your voice just kind of gets a little worn out and you need to change the scenery.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. Sometimes you have to shoot just one villager, the coach, and that changes things up enough. But then you have some other interesting fates and fortunes like the Giants, who, I mean, they're terrible, but Philly's even worse. Who knows who's going to be the quarterback? Michael Vick gets hurt, and they're just flailing about trying to find a game, a presence. They're shockingly 3-5. They were able to amass three wins, but the Giants are now 2-6. That game was so pathetic. It was boring. 15-7, New York wins it. It was the worst game to watch ever. It was terrible.
That whole division is terrible. I mean,
yes.
The fact that they're going to send somebody into the playoffs right now is just unimaginable because, I mean, the Cowboys seem like they're kind of a mess. The Giants are definitely a mess, but somehow they're winning games. I mean, they get to play Minnesota, so that helped out. And then Philly, they looked really good. What was it, that first week and then maybe the second week, too, and they ended up losing.
And then that's it.
And, yeah, they haven't done anything. And the Redskins, they look like they're just kind of a mess as well. So that whole division is a little screwed up.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, for the record, for the New York Giants, all of their points came off the foot of their kicker, a 40-yarder, a 44-yarder, a 33-yarder, a 46-yarder, 27 yards. Josh Brown was the workhorse. No touchdowns, none. It was all field goals. That's how they won the game over Philadelphia in Philly's backyard, which is also crazy. It's the first time the Giants won without scoring a touchdown in, since 2002. I was looking at a record and saw that. 2002, which is crazy to think about that, except for if you look at how terrible the New York Giants are, then it kind of makes sense. Hey, it makes sense for me to tell you, don't forget, we do Nail the Score each and every week here on America Tonight. It's a lot of fun. We do it in our last two segments on our Thursday early morning show. So in the third hour, Wednesday into Thursday is what a lot of people think of in their head, but it's Thursday morning, third hour, last two segments. And if you can get to us through the phone, you do that, or you send us an email with your scoring guess once the computer randomly picks the game of the week. And we've got great prizes. Christmas time is coming up. Maybe someone's going to have bragging rights. Got a couple of people that have come close. We've had two winners in the time that I've been on the GCN network and have done Nail the Score. So it's not impossible to win. Dave did it in Vermont. Chris did it in Connecticut. Maybe you'll be the next winner. Maybe someone from the great Midwest or from Texas or someplace else. Just keep that in mind. Remember, Nail the Score. Nail the Score. Thursday morning, third hour, right here on America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.